Got your album.
This is my manager. This is Joey.
What do you want?
Are you currently represented?
They're nuns, no, Joey. God represents them.
God is good, but can he get you your own dressing room? Oh, this, you were great.
Oh, thanks.
You guys, I am so glad to see you guys. I can't believe it. What are you doing here?
We came to see you.
Are you going to stay a long time?
We're heading back on the road tonight. Now, listen, we don't have any time to chat.
Well, maybe a little chat. We do have to get back, though. We're teachers now. It's a school night. We're teachers.
And really, it's all because of you. I mean, you inspired us to go out into the community and do some good in the hood.
Can I get you guys some? Sit down.
No.
No? Can they even hear you in the back of the room when you're teaching?
Oh, I'm getting better at it. Oh, we're teaching at St. Francis Academy in San Francisco.
I went to that school. Oh, it was They need good teachers, trust me.
Well, we're having a barrel of laughs. Although the kids sometimes get a little unruly. Actually, out of control.
It was so bad last week, Sister Mary Patrick frowned twice.
Ooh.
Oh, now let's get down to business.
Oh, excuse me. Any matters of business have to go through me.
Excuse me. These are my friends I'm talking.
I would like...
I'm talking to
my
friends.
Well, I just want to talk about
it. I'm talking to my friends
now. I am your manager.
Forgive us. Excuse me.
Go ahead. No.
Thank you. Now, come on, you guys. You come up here, you come to see me. What's going on? Does Mother Superior really know you're here?
She sent us on this mission to...
The Reverend Mother said we're not to come back without you.
Well, what does she want?
Well, we're not entirely certain, but we know that she needs you, and she wants us to come and bring you back.
Well, is she okay? I mean, health-wise, is she in danger?
No, she's fine. Well, she's a little desperate.
She's desperate?
Dolores, so good to see you too. I'm sorry I couldn't join the sisters in Las Vegas. I've heard you are truly a spectacle.
Well, yeah, you know I work at it.
You're probably wondering why I asked the sisters to bring you here.
I am a little curious. It's all a mystery.
Well, you see, Dolores, we need your help here. At St. Francis. We seem to have got in slightly over our heads.
What do you want?
Help us by becoming a teacher.
A teacher? Me? Oh, no. Listen, I'm not cut out to be a teacher. Who would I teach? What would I teach?
Teach the children. Teach music. You weren't cut out to be a nun either, but look what you accomplished at St. Catherine's. You brought a new spirit into the convent and into the community. You were infectious. You could be just as infectious here.
You're making me sound like a disease.
We are struggling here with a community that is tired and worn and despairing. We saw this school as some sort of renewal, but it's becoming a hopeless situation. We have nowhere else to turn. We are desperate women, Dolores. We need you. Think of the children. We must invest in their future. It is our duty. And who better to help us than you?
I'm a lounge singer.
You are the perfect example of how a sow's ear can be turned into a silk purse.
Well, I probably wouldn't have put it quite like that. I mean, look, I mean, really, I mean, my career's starting to take off. You know, I kind of want to get into my success.
A success you might not have had without the help of certain supportive friends who shall remain nameless.
Oh, so you're going to be like that, huh, with the guilt?
Guilt? I would never use guilt. I'm a nun.
All right, I'll do it for you.
Oh, thank you, Dolores. I knew we could count on you.
But you're just talking about like a week, right?
I don't think we should restrict ourselves to a time frame. Sisters? Sisters? Dolores has agreed to join our teaching staff. So could you take her to the changing room?
Sure, absolutely.
Somebody tell me why I'm dressed like this again.
The fathers here at St. Francis are very strict.
Well, if they were to find out that you're neither a nun or a teacher, well, they might.
Well, ask me to leave, then I know you're a convent. Yeah, well, now I'm undercover again.
It could be fun.
Convent living's kind of grim.
Oh, I need a bed and a place to kneel.
Wait till you see what we have in the room for you.
Oh, come on, you need to go out and do something silly.
Well, maybe.
What'd you put in, a bidet?
A what?
Never mind. Don't worry. What is it?
A watch pot never boils. Don't wait.
No, don't tell her.
Okay.
It's a surprise.
Ready?
Oh, come on.
One, two, three.
Curtains. Sometimes it resembles a battleground at recess here.
For the most part, the kids are really well behaved.
Yeah.
A new nun.
Yeah, Sister Mary, something or other. I'm terrible with names. Come in.
What is that?
Well, the older one is our principal, Father Maurice, and the other one is our school administrator, Mr. Crisp. He's only been here just a few months.
You're familiar. I think I've seen her somewhere before.
Oh. This is long enough to hate us.
Yeah, well, some of the kids call him the devil incarnate. I just think he's got a bad case of the grumps.
I don't care who he is. I just want to put the top up on my car.
If there's a car left.
What do you mean by that? Is that a joke? Hey,
I'd like you all to join me in welcoming the new addition to the teaching staff here at St. Francis, Sister Mary...
Clarence.
Who will be teaching our,
Music.
Music. Is there still a music class?
In a manner of speaking.
Why is he asking, is there a music class? How come he doesn't know there's a music class? Well,
Sister Mary, Clarence will be teaching our music class. Yeah. Now, I think each of you should introduce yourselves.
I'll start. I'm Father Ignatius. I teach math.
I'm Thomas. Aue Magistra Noah.
Latin teacher.
Okay.
Excuse me.
This is Mr. Chris. This is Sister Mary Clarence.
Oh, yes, the new nun. Sister Mary Clarence.
Clarence.
I'm sorry.
Like in Thomas. Yeah, I'm the music teacher.
The music teacher?
Yeah. Oh. You're gripping me here. Just.
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yes, I just stopped by to... I'll remind you of our meeting this afternoon.
Yes.
Well, pardon the intrusion, and bon appetit.
Quisco. Ah, and this is Father Wolfgang, who cooks so diligently to minister to our dietary needs.
For luncheon, bratwurst à la Provence.
He only knows how to cook one thing. German sausage.
Day after day, liverwurst, brockwurst, beerwurst.
It's the worst.
Oh, no. Jenny Craig, I just couldn't thank you so much.
This needs a prayer. Clarence, I wonder if I could have a word with you in private.
Oh, no, I need to...
No, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Oh. I want to sit down. Yes, the sisters tell me that your last posting was at a women's prison facility in the Louisiana Bayou.
What?
It wasn't.
No, it was, yes, of course. I mean, the prison was really rough on me, and so I've been trying to wipe this experience from my mind because it was so traumatic for me.
Really?
Yes.
They led me to believe that you enjoyed it.
Well, yes, I did. It was a traumatic enjoyment of an experience that I should not have had and appreciated the way that I did because I'm a nun. And nuns are not meant to have enjoyable experiences because they lead to all kinds of situations, which is where I found myself, which is why I'm here now, and I know that you understand that.
Oh, well, yes, indeed, I do see what you mean.
I knew you would.
Well, now, as I do with all my new teachers, I'd like to share with you my theories about education, gleaned from my years of experience here as the principal of St. Francis.
I am an open book.
Discipline.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to go with that? That's it? Discipline?
Unfortunately, I think that's pretty much all we can expect here. Do you have any questions?
No, I feel as though I have absorbed all I can from you.
Well, then, I wish you a good day. And good luck.
Thank you, Your Eminence Ship. Thank you so much. Thanks. Okay. Your raw happiness.
Piece of work, isn't it?
A prison? You lied to me and you want to go to hell. There we go.
I am calling, do call.
Class, eyes up, pencils down, mouth closed. Today we're going to learn a valuable lesson and maybe have a little fun doing it. The topic for today, promiscuity. Promiscuity. Who can tell me what that means?
Sandra.
People in dreams.
Sandra, I know you have a question burning inside there.
You can't answer any questions about sex.
Oh, don't be so sure. You don't have to bite the donut to know it's sweet. Come on. Plus, we have the Bible right here. Sister Mary Claren?
Ah.
Oh, you look a little lost.
Yes.
Who isn't?
I can't find the music room?
No.
Oh, it's downstairs. You take a right, another left. All right. I'm sorry. It's tricky. I'll help you find it. Just follow me, and I'll show you exactly where it is. Come down here. I know exactly what you mean. When I first got here, one hall looks like another hall. One stairwell looks like another stairwell. Sometimes I'll find myself just stopping dead in my tracks and going, oh, Lord, come to my rescue. Come to my aid. Watch your step.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. It's the music class.
Ah. Well, thank you.
Oh, remember, nothing ever as bad as it seems at first. Fight the good fight.
Okay.
Search from Corda.
Oh, wait a minute. What was that?
It's Latin. It means lift up your heart.
I thought you said insert some quarters. I don't know if I'm cut out for this.
You're joking me. Children are waiting.
Yeah. Ain't they?
Oh, it's you.
Thank heaven you're here.
Class, this is your new teacher, Sister Mary Clarence. Class.
Your mama is so fat, she said.
red on a rainbow and Skittles popped out.
Class! Well, congratulations. You're the new mayor of Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's why your mother's so fat. She's on both sides of the face.
Keep the faith, sister. Just keep the faith. Remember, our Lord said, oh, be ye strong of will.
And ye better be tough as nails, too.
Good morning. I'd like to introduce myself. Would you all put your seats back in order, please?
What's that?
I have this funny problem with my ears. I don't like a lot of noise, so maybe you could do it quietly. Thank you so much. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Sister Mary Clarence, and I am...
Your mama?
No, sir. Let's talk about your mama, who's so dumb she got hit by a parked car. Thank you. Let's try attendance.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Tyler Chase, and on behalf of the whole music class as we are...
Tyler, you got a little something on your nose.
Yeah, Tyler, big brown thing right around here.
Hello, I'm Tyler Chase.
Thank you, Mr. Chase. Richard Pensham.
Pick up, fool.
Paper and plastic.
I beg your pardon? Are you Richard?
Yeah.
Did you do this?
Yes. Sorry.
You see?
That's why they call me Sketch. I do sketches. Sorry.
It's real good.
Thanks.
Try to stay awake in my class, though.
All right.
All right. Wesley James. Wesley Glenn James.
Respectfully, my sister, James is the slave name forced upon my ancestors, while Wesley, that's some name my assimilationist parents came up with. But today... In honor of all my brothers and sisters who died in the struggle, I wish to be called by my true name, Amor Njomo Jimeyo, which means he who is spirited.
And long-winded.
Yeah, simple present would have done it, bro.
And who are you?
Frank K.
Hey, ho, hey, ho.
Check it out. Hello there, miss, and let me kick an introduction. Flute, violin, bass guitar, and then percussion. It seems you are a sister.
Stop. Can't you come up with your own thing? Or must you continually come behind my people and steal our expressions? First jazz, then rock and roll, now rap. What you gonna try to take next, man?
I'm gonna take your girl if you ain't careful.
Keep talking,
excuse
there, boy.
Me. Let's leave this display of manhood outside, shall we? Thank you so much.
Yo, could we hurry this up? Some of us got things to do.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Goodness.
Are you Rita Watson?
Yeah, that's me. And I'm sorry I don't have any cute stories or anecdotes to tell you.
And neck.
Come on, shut up. Mind your business.
Well, how about we just call you Rita, diva with a two?
Yeah, sister, maybe I can help you out. Are we all here?
Yeah.
We're here.
Thank you. All right. What have you been doing? All right, let me give you an easier question. Where are the music books? Oh.
Maybe I should explain something to you, sister. See, this is what we call a bird course. Now, the reason we call it a bird course is because we fly right through it. See, all you got to do to pass in this class is show up.
Hmm. So you come to class, you do nothing, and you pass.
Oh, no, we don't exactly do nothing. We have a good time, too. Yo, Frankie.
What's up?
Except that little green stuff that has pictures of dead presidents on it, and you use it to buy things like instruments or songbooks.
Sister Mary Clemmings.
Mr. Crisp, my name is Mary Clarence.
Clarence, I think you're confusing St. Francis with Loyola Marymount or the University of Notre Dame. There is no money here.
yet they managed to pay you, Crispy.
Mr. Crisp is right. Frankly, we're lucky to be open for business at all.
Well, then I wish one of you would tell me what it is I'm supposed to do with these children.
Teach them to play soccer.
We don't have the balls for that.
Your bag so we can go. Ho, ho. Thank you.
The question at hand is, how do we get this nun to extricate herself from us quickly and expeditiously?
In other words, let's get this nun to run.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'm down for this, man. That's like messing with higher power.
Yo, word up. Plus, this sister is like a sister, you know what I'm saying? She ain't no sister of yours.
Hey. Chill. Okay.
I heard that.
Listen, y'all, we all gotta agree on this. Are we in or are we out?
Young man! Picasso! Get this job, get the fuck back in here, boy.
I guess you know what that means. Well, I stick with the majority on this one, but I gotta go, so I'll check y'all later.
All right, homie.
All right. Peace.
All right.
Rita Louise Watson! You better get your behind in this house now. You got homework to do.
Ma, we just chilling.
Rita, don't make me come down there after you.
Listen, y'all, call me tonight so we can figure out a plan.
Rita!
See ya.
On second thought, call me in the morning. Peace, y'all.
See you later, Rita.
Here she goes. Hey, shh.
Well, you look like my class. Is something going on?
No, Sister Mary Clarence.
I saw a scene like this once in a horror movie. They subdued an entire community by putting some kind of weird drug in the water. Is that what's going on here? All right. Today, I'd like to talk about music, because that's what I am. I am the music teacher, and it's what I love. Now, when you think about various people and what they like, you think, well, this one likes this, this one likes that. Me, I'm what you call eclectic.
Eclectic?
What's that?
You plug your box in the wall and it gives you power, stupid.
Not electric, eclectic, stupid.
Let me simplify it for you. When I say eclectic, what I mean is I like lots of different types of music. Opera, rock and roll, rap, I like it all, but my favorite, my absolute all-time favorite, are the girl groups from the 50s and 60s.
Like who?
Ladies and gentlemen, shut up. Let us not badger this man who wants this information. I like Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, and I like the Supremes.
Who are the Supremes?
You don't need to get physical with him.
Oh, I'm gonna get jumped after school.
Yes, that's a shocking question. Who are the Supremes? You never heard of Diana Ross?
Oh, Diana Ross.
Let me tell you, they were the premier group. As you hear your comrades in arms say yes, because they were incredible. And what I love when I think about music is how you can take this type of music and that type of music and fuse it together.
Fusion.
Yeah, fusion. I'm really glad you're into this. The best example I could give you. Now.
We want you to know that we understand and that you're quite free to leave whenever you please. I'm sure you'd be much better off in show business. Goodness knows the money is better. I'm sure bright lights and sequins are far prettier to look at than anything we have here.
Do you know what I hate most about this place? There's nothing to pick up and throw.
We understand.
Yeah.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Absolutely sure that there's nothing can be done.
I'm afraid not, Father.
Well, I was hoping that maybe we could keep it open until the end of the school year.
We know it's unfortunate.
We don't like it either.
The Archdiocese has decided that St. Francis should close at the end of the current semester.
Why does it have to happen so quickly?
You're totally in the red with very little hope of recovery.
You must realize, Father Maurice, the community contributions have been nil. The school has no outstanding academic or achievement records. I've been exploring the possibility of other uses for the property.
What?
Yes, and the bottom line is it's more valuable as a parking lot than it is as a school. I'm sorry.
The recommendation is to close.
Well, I suppose there's nothing more to be said.
Thank you very much. But I do wish you to consider my application for early retirement. After all, I have been working for the Archdiocese doing this work for almost 30 years now, and I would just like my due.
Why, absolutely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go out and have some lunch now, shall we?
Excellent.
Dropping in Father Maurice's office, and I heard him talking to a bunch of people.
We were afraid this might happen. I've been expecting it for some time.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, we'll probably be reassigned, and the children will be bused to a public school in another district.
What a stupid thing to do. This is the only school left in this community.
Well, we've got to do something. Otherwise, we're going to lose our students, and we're not going to get them back.
Well, then I guess we are going to do something.
Now, you do mean we, don't you? We.
Yes, yes, we.
You mean you're not leaving?
Listen, I said I was going to come and help. Here I am.
Thank you, Dolores.
No, just call me Mary Clarence.
Oh, Reverend Mother.
Oh, Father Maurice.
I'd like to speak to you for a moment. My mind is consumed with trying to deal with...
Oh, Sister Mary Clarence.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact.
I'm familiar with the dilemma.
I'm told that she presided at the ecclesiastical equivalent of a pet rally last night.
Yes, I am aware of this.
You are? How did you know?
Oh, you'll find that when one deals with Sister Mary Clarence, one is smothered with more information than one wishes to possess.
I'm afraid she's becoming quite disruptive.
Well, disruption is the way Mary Clarence communicates.
I worry about raising false hopes among the children. Advise me, Reverend Mother. Tell me about your experiences with Mary Clarence.
I wouldn't want to frighten you. Well, in my experience, I found it easier and ultimately quite effective to give Mary Clarence a free hand.
Aren't her ideas extremely radical?
If I remember correctly, the term radical was applied to us in our day. Or have you forgotten the trouble we caused Bishop O'Malley?
Yes, Bishop O'Malley.
Give Mary Clarence a chance. If the school is on the road to closure, at least she'll make it an interesting ride.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Please take your seats. Do it quickly and quietly. Welcome to the first day of your new scholastic lives. This is no longer a bird course. Bird is flown. If you want to pass this course, you're going to have to earn it, because I have no problems, not one, failing each and every one of you.
No, I never thought this was a bird course.
I'm glad for you. Very, very glad. Because it's a new day. It's going to be a little different around here.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Like how?
Like when I talk, Frank K, you don't. Is this something you want to share with the rest of the class?
I'm just kicking it with my girl.
Well, I tell you what. You going to kick it with me or I'm going to kick you out. What you think of that? Put him away. And you. This is not Elizabeth Arden, Miss Thing. You want to beat that mug of yours? You do it at home before you come to my class. You understand me? Put it away. And you, Sketch, I like you a lot, but I don't want you catching Z's in my class no more.
I'll be tired. I got a job.
Baby, save it for Oprah. This is a brand new day, ladies and gentlemen. A brand new day. We're going to start with respect. You're going to respect me, and I'm going to respect you. And the first thing you're going to do, gentlemen, is take off those hats. This is a brand new day. I guess that means you're going to be combing your hair before you come to my class. And I know you're laughing over this, so you think this is very funny, Miss Thing. There is no sun in this room. You will not get a tan. Take off those sunglasses. That goes for you, too. If they're not prescription, I don't want to see them. I want to see you. I want to look into your eyes. I want you to be able to look into mine. Yes, Miss Watson?
We don't want no new way. The old way was fine for us, right?
Right.
Yes. Right.
Okay, so if you're going to fail us, then you might as well go ahead, because I ain't doing nothing.
Fine. That's how you feel? There's the door. Don't let it hit you in the butts on the way out.
Yo, sis, I can't afford to fail this class.
Hey, you better tell your friends you can't afford to fail this class.
My parents wouldn't be pleased.
Come on, y'all. We really got to take this from her. Come on. Sketch, come on, man. Frank K?
Yo, Rita, you know I'm usually down for stuff like this, but, yo, I'm going to take care of business this time.
A little lonely out on that limb by yourself, Miss Watson?
So much for friendship.
If you wanna be alive, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and say.
All right, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You wanna go somewhere and you wanna be somebody, you better wake up and pay attention, honey. Because the real world is out there. And they don't care how hip you think you are or who you kick it with. It don't matter. If you don't have an education, you don't have anything. And that's the truth, honey.
You wanna be somebody.
We cannot do it by ourselves. We need the help. We're here for the children, right? If not for them, for who? Look, let's start with the curriculum, okay? Let's talk about boring.
I can barely stay awake to teach it.
I have some good ideas for goosing up sex ed. And what are we going to do about the graffiti? It's awful. I mean, not that a bucket of paint couldn't fix it.
I'd love to see us teach new math.
Yes!
No, no, you got to face facts. We're closing down.
Yes. We may be closing, but we're not closed yet. So why don't we go out
with a little class.
Come on, people, let's hear it again.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
Come on, make me believe what you're saying.
Can we waken this up a little?
Well, yeah, if you think you can.
Okay. Deanna. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Talk about a wake-up call. Where did this come from?
Well, this is a music class, isn't it?
Yes, this is a music class. Are you telling me you guys could sing? No, really, that was great. I just figured out how I'm going to get you through this music class. Yes, yes. I'm going to turn you guys into a choir.
Come on, I mean, most choirs are just a bunch of people singing whack songs that nobody care about.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Quickly, sit down. Let's go. Let's go.
Chewing that gum, you look like Mr. Ed. Sit down.
Where do you think come from?
Ladies, come right in. Come right in. Watch the footage. You know what to do.
Watch the footage. What about these people?
Hello. You ready, Al? Alma. Turn the pack on. You ready? Ready, ladies?
Yes!
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Vote to me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, sisters,
rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, thy brother,
is a preacher.
And it seems nobody's interested in learning
but the teacher.
Termination, demonstration, integration,
aggravation,
humiliation, obligation to our nation.
Full confusion.
Let me hear, let me hear, sing.
Sailor pills are at an all-time high.
Say it.
Young folks walking around with their heads in the sky.
Oh, say
it. There's a flame in the summer's line.
And ooh, the beat goes on.
Evolution, revolution.
Gun control.
Sound of soul.
Shooting rockets to the moon.
Kids growing up in soul.
Gloria.
Okay. What about you?
It was cool for what it was, but it wasn't all that.
I mean, look who was singing. Yeah. Yo, word up. And to who, man? A bunch of nuns singing old babies, yo? There was two guys in the fourth row that didn't even applaud, G. It was this, stupid. Look, sis, I think we should this 86ers choir thing. I mean, some of us actually got reps to think about.
Hey, yo, word up. If we start wearing robes and singing hymns and all that, my homeboys are gonna think we a bunch of punks, right?
Man,
and I ain't
true,
with that.
That's not really true. Because in Nigeria, singing and wearing ceremonial robes is a mark of honor.
Oh,
in fact,
it's bare roots, man. All I'm saying is, can't we sing something that ain't gonna get the crap kicked out of us, yo?
Now, I understand you gotta think about your image. Because image is very important to everybody. Because, of course, your friends are gonna dictate your actions through your life. So, hey, I wouldn't want you to step away from them and be an individual. That would almost be too much. But I will say this to you. When these ladies get on the bus, do not disrespect them. Do not embarrass me, because it ain't easy to get up and sing in front of people like yourselves.
Hey.
Nice job, ladies.
Good job.
Good job. Got busy.
Thomas, what's happening?
Well, what's happening is I've been sent to give you a message, like I'm working for Western Union instead of the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, don't tell me you have to sing it.
Oh, that's very funny. I'm sure you still won't be as humorous after you talk to Father Maurice, who wants to see you right now.
Sister, during school hours, we are responsible for the children. They can't go on a field trip without parental consent.
Okay. I'll buy that. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. It will never happen again.
Indeed it won't. Because from right now, authorized or unauthorized field trips are canceled.
But why?
Sister, in a very, very short time, St. Francis will close for good. I'd like that time to be safe and pleasant for everyone concerned. Do I make myself clear?
Yes. Yeah. Abundantly.
Heard him say that.
Just now?
Yup, just a second ago, yo.
St. Francis can't be closing. My family dropped out of high school like suckers, man, and they refuse to go out like that.
You know what? We could take them high with the choir, so to speak. It could be dope.
We need to exhibit some pride in ourselves like Paul Laurence Dunbar, right?
Yeah, it ain't all that.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what's wrong with y'all young kids today. Y'all don't want to listen. Okay, see, y'all go ahead and walk away.
Especially
my brothers and sisters, man. Don't y'all realize how much they took from us? Yo, Sketch, you know what I'm talking about, right, man? Come on, man, they stole our land, man. And our name, and our mother, man. Yo, Mr. Johnson, you know what I'm saying, right?
You should put a job, boy.
I'll plead this, man. Brother, try to wear the clothes. Try to walk the walk.
Get your little bit out of here.
And understand the talk, man. I know y'all understand me, man. Come on.
This used to be the old music room. The acoustics in this room are incredible. You can't buy them.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this is whack.
Come on, you guys. I'd hate to see those spiders get into those weaves. I know some of you are wearing, I can tell.
Go.
Now, does anybody play an instrument?
I can play. Piano.
Come here.
Wait.
It still has some sound in it. Give me an A on this, see if it works. Say, very nice, very nice. Okay, let's see. Sketch, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Go ahead, Sketch.
Yeah, I don't sing, I rap.
Yeah, that's right, I rap too. But you wouldn't know anything about that now, would you?
Oh, well, excuse me, Frank Hey-Ho. I happen to be a big fan of Run DNA.
Run DMC, my sister. Run DMC.
He got it. It was a joke. Will you lighten up? Look, I like Big Daddy Kane, okay? Will you just rap for me, please?
Oh, you want to hear Mary Had a Little Lamb, right?
Yeah.
Check it. Mary had a little lamb.
Feet was white as snow.
Fleece, yo. Hold on. Mary had a little lamb.
Fleece was white as snow.
And yo, and everywhere that Mary went,
the lamb was sure to go.
Boo, yeah. Boo, yeah. Yeah.
Not bad. So, we'll go on. I'm out. Sing for me.
Mary had a little lamb.
Wow. Alternative. But hey, we can work on that. That was very nice.
Well, you know, Shaka Zulu said word sounds had power.
Yeah, well, Chaka Khan said it's my thing. So what?
Tanya, let's hear it. Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb.
That was beautiful. Go ahead, girl. You just saved that lamb's life. No lamb chops tonight, huh? Very nice. What do you say we try it just for fun as a group? Huh? You up for that? On three. Give me an answer. He's so multi-talented, isn't he? That's very nice the way you did that. Yes. All right. On three. One, two, three.
Mary had a little man.
Okay. Maybe I went a little too fast for you. Okay, we'll go back and take it nice and slow. Maria, let me hear Mary had a little lamb. What's the matter?
Come on, Maria.
She's shy.
What?
I don't know. Mary had a little lamb.
Oh.
No.
Hey, excuse me. It is not Maria's fault.
No.
If she does not know that Mary had a lamb. It is not, and I say this to you, it is not Maria's fault. Because maybe where Maria came from, Mary had a dog.
Yes.
Or a little kitty cat.
Say that.
Or a little bald-headed brother named Bob.
Wow.
It is not her fault that she doesn't know it, and we're not going to hold that against her, are we?
No,
we are not. You sing whatever it is that is in you to sing.
Right.
All right.
Thank you. The love soon will be making another run.
Okay, stop.
The love boat.
All right, that's nice. That's Mary Lazarus. This is your soulmate.
Do you know the theme song from Gilligan's Island, too?
I do.
It's one of my favorites.
Listen, you guys, this is not about whether you can sing or not. We know you can sing. We've heard you do it. This is about singing together as a group. Hit it. All right. On three. One, two.
Rita. That was beautiful. Don't even try, girl, because you can blow too.
Yeah, but you got that type of voice, you could really make it.
Mm-mm. This is for church. What's wrong with you, girl?
I don't know, I've just been thinking about things. My mother thinks singing is dead and no security.
And that's cool, Rita. But what do you think?
I don't know.
Look, let's do the song I was doing, but this time let's do it together.
I can't sing with you, girl.
Come on. Are you with it? You take the top, and I'll take the bottom. Just try it.
I sing because and I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow.
Please don't stop.
I'll see you later, Rita.
You have a beautiful voice.
So what?
So why aren't you in the choir? I know you want to be.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things I want to do, but I ain't going to get to do them, so.
Yeah, I know. I used to feel that way, too. Okay. You know, you should talk to Sister Mary Clarence. She helped me so much. Rita, You're just barely 17. Now, how do you know what you're going to get to do and not do?
Have you walked around this neighborhood lately? Not exactly living in the land of opportunity. Might want to sing, but it ain't going to happen, so what's the point? Welcome to the real world, sister.
Rita. 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 Rita.
What's that? Chick's got a lot of attitude.
No, no. No, I think it's deeper than that. Dolores, Sister Mary Clarence, I think that she needs help.
Well, why are you looking at me?
Well, okay. I thought that maybe you could help her. You know, kind of the way you helped me.
No. You were different.
Look, she really, really wants to sing.
Is she any good?
Sister
Mary Clarence. All right,
chapel
time. Okay. Ah, Rita. Hey.
What?
Listen, you have just a little bit more attitude than I like, but I've decided I'm gonna dog you no matter what. Okay?
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I know you want to sing. I love to sing. Nothing makes me happier. I either want to be a singer or the head of the Ice Capades. Hey, do you know what the Ice Capades are? Don't roll your eyes. They were very cool. I went to my mother, who gave me this book called Letters to a Young Poet, Raina Maria Rilke. He's a fabulous writer. A fella used to write to him and say, I want to be a writer. Please read my stuff. And Rilke says to this guy, don't ask me about being a writer. If when you wake up in the morning, you can think of nothing but writing, then you're a writer. I'm going to say the same thing to you. If you wake up in the morning and you can't think of anything but singing first, then you're supposed to be a singer, girl.
What's the point of your story, sister? What's the point?
Read the book. And don't roll your eyes about the Ice Capades. It was a very good living. I just want to point that out. Some energy, hey?
La, 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 la.
And as a group,
la, 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 la.
From the diaphragm,
la, 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 la.
Welcome back, hey?
La, 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 la.
Let's do Frank A, hey?
La, 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 la.
Hey, ho, hey, la.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la.
La, 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 la.
Shaka Zulu could repel a bunch of troops with a little teeny tiny voice like you're using? Here, give me Oh Happy Day and Sing. listen to what I'm going to do, okay? This is you.
Oh, happy day.
That ain't going to scare nobody, Shaka. Oh, happy day. That's what I want you to do, okay? Take it up a half a step for me. All right. Repel me.
Oh, happy day.
That ain't going to scare nobody.
Oh, happy day.
See, now you got it.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
Okay, you guys, relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here. Come here and stand over here.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Washed my sins away.
Y'all gonna have to do better than this.
Oh, happy day.
All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la.
Look at all these trophies.
Yeah.
All-State Music Competition 1971. 1969.
Wow. Looks like this school's been winning competitions for a long time.
Yeah, do you think they still have these contests?
Focus. What if I told you
that we have just entered you all in the All-State Music Competition.
6 weeks from Saturday in Hollywood.
What?
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
That is so cool.
Well, sister, you put this choir together. We took our cue from you, and we found out that in the past, this school has won a lot of competitions. What's the matter with you kids? Don't you have any faith in yourselves? We have faith in you.
Hollywood, are you sure we're good enough to compete against other choirs? I mean, right now, I don't think so.
You could be if you rehearse every day before class and after school. So, how about it?
Wait a minute. Sisters, we need to discuss this. I mean, what's up, y'all? Are y'all ready for an All-State thing?
No.
Absolutely not. No, we should go.
Oh, yo, come on, y'all. Don't be a bunch of punks, man. Listen, nobody has ever cared what we was good at, except for Sister Mary Clarence and her homegirls up there. You know what I'm saying? Her and her sisters were hooking us up, yo. Plus, we can go to Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? Hollywood.
Wait a minute, what are we going to wear? Airheads.
Clothes, Margaret.
Guys, come on. Guys, we owe this to ourselves. I think we should do it.
What about our boyfriends?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, there may be some all-boy choirs at this competition.
We're in.
And I say that if we win this thing, then the Archdiocese is going to be pleased as punch, and maybe we'll have a prayer to keep the school open, eh?
Right.
So does this mean we're going to the All-State competition?
Yes.
Turn this mother out and rock the house. Dope.
They wouldn't bring drugs in here, would they?
No, absolutely not.
How can you keep saying no? Now you've heard them. They're good. They are so ready for this.
Sister, once again, you've made a promise to the students that you can't keep. Now, I've told you before, field trips are absolutely out of the question.
This is not a field trip. This is something that can save the school.
You have my answer.
And it's the wrong one.
Sister Mary Clarence, you're being insubordinate.
I know. And surely you can understand why. I mean, these kids have worked so hard for this, and they're good. They're really good. They could win. This school used to win that competition every year. Every year they won. Now, come on, if they're going to close this school, let's go out with a bang.
Yes, let her. Very awesome.
Well, very well, then. You seem to have the support of everyone. So I'll give my permission. You've got to raise the money yourself, and you've got to get parental consent for each child.
I can do that. That is not a problem. Thank you. Thank you, my brothers. Come on.
With the light of day. Fill us with the light. Fill us with the light.
Frida?
Come and join the core. By my core, which the morning glory. And all love is raining on.
Rita?
Mommy, what are you doing home so early?
Mrs. Gibbs needs me to do her hair. What are you doing?
I was just fooling around with some stuff.
Give me that, please.
Huh?
Give me that. And the tape recorder, too. What is this?
It's just some music, Ma. Sister Mary Clarence wants us to learn it. For the choir.
Now, just when were you going to tell me that you're in a choir? Rita, how many times do we have to go through this? Singing does not put food on the table. Singing does not pay the bills. Singing is no guarantee to a future, even if you have got
Mommy,
talent.
Mommy, do you know I can sing?
So could your daddy, and he died still trying to make it.
But what does that have to do with me? Mom, we're a good choir. They want to take us to this all-state music competition. We could win.
Baby, if you want to win in life, then you keep your nose in them books and out of the clouds.
If you could just listen to me, let me explain.
Baby, I know how you feel. Really, I do. But there are a lot of talented people right down there on the street singing their shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Now, is that how you want to end up?
No, that's not what I'm
good. Then you don't have time for any choir, because you got to study.
Mommy, we have a chance of winning.
The choir and the competition are out.
Mommy.
If you butt mama me one more time. Now, I said the choir and the competition is out. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
As far as I can tell, with food and lodging and costumes and transportation and gas, this is going to cost us about $2,000.
Oh, my.
Which is a lot of money. Yeah. Don't look at me. I took a vow of poverty.
The only person I can think of that ever made money as a nun, Sally Field. God love her.
$2,000? Might as well be a million.
I mean, it's absolutely doable. I just think we have to get the community involved. It's about time this community took care of the school. I mean, all the kids go here.
I think that's the only way.
Hey.
Oh, Rita, I'm glad you're here. Would you take one of these consent forms and make sure that your mom signs it?
If we can raise the buckaroos.
Huh. Look, I need to talk to you. I have to quit the choir. I got a lot of reasons I can't explain, and I'm sorry. But I gotta leave the choir.
Give us back our consent form.
Stop that.
Just a minute, please.
Hi, I'm Sister Mary Clarence.
I know who you are. What can I do for you, sister?
Well, Rita left the choir, and I was kind of hoping I could get you to talk her into coming back.
Oh, I don't think I can do that. You know something, sister? I really don't want to discuss this with you. As you can see, I've got some work to do, and if you'll excuse me, good day to you.
Hey! We're here to collect some money from you. That means we need your help. We're not playing. Put that basket out there. Get that money. Give that money, baby. Give that money. Come on, girls. You do what I do. Hey. Get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better. Get up off of that thing. Just try to release that precious thing. Get up off of that thing. Go ahead, girl.
Summer's here and the time is right for dancing.
expenses. Drum roll, please. $1,920.17.
Wow. That ought to get us down there and back.
You're not driving again, are you?
Listen, I can drive anything on wheels. You have a problem with that?
Uh-uh.
Come on. It's been a long day. We all better get to bed. Come on.
Yeah, we've got a lot to do in a few days. Oh, and don't forget to get the consent forms from the kids.
All right. What?
Nothing. No, something. I just can't believe you came here and did it again. I mean, you made all this happen. Everything's gonna be fine now.
You think so?
I really think so.
Thanks. You want some help?
Please. We have another helper.
I don't know about you sometimes. You just scare me.
Yeah. Help me on the ladder to the land. We again got out of what's been a long time.
Yo,
look who
it is.
Now I hope
and I'm hey, Rita. Yo, Rita, come here.
Yo, what's up, Rita?
So, Mr. Mary Clarence said you quit the choir.
Yeah, I did. So?
So, and inquiring minds want to know.
If I want to quit the choir, that's my business.
Sometimes I feel like this whole choir gig's a big joke to everybody, yo.
I'm sure we'll have a plethora of other opportunities.
Rita, look, we got a real shot. And if we're ever going to do anything worth something, we got to stick together. I mean, don't you understand? This is all we got. This is all right here. You have to be down. I want you to.
Come along, children, quickly now. Quickly.
Bang.
Ooh, the mess.
Good, everybody.
We've got 20.
Wait for me! Wait for me!
Thank you, sister.
Nice to see you.
Oh! Excuse me. Consent form. A must. Thank you.
Yeah, come on, come on, come on. Whoa.
Look what I found in the library.
Dolores Van Cartier. Mm-hmm. A lounge singer?
I knew I'd seen her somewhere before.
Girlfriend of a vicious mobster. Oh dear, a gunball.
Sister Mary Christine. Sister Mary Fake.
I'll have to call the officials and remove St. Francis from competition at once.
No, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Well, what would you suggest?
Well, she's our responsibility. I think we should handle it personally.
Thomas, you don't usually drive. Perhaps one of us who has a driver's license should take the...
Thomas, I know you're busy, but see that little stick on the left there? That's your turning signal.
Yeah.
Perhaps the other drivers wouldn't be so hostile if you'd consider using it.
I've had enough of this.
We're in the sand hill, you people! Learn how to drive! Go! Go!
Thomas! Jesus Christ!
Rita! Rita? Rita? Rita?
your mama, I went to the Allstate Music Competition. I never meant to hurt you, but I had to follow my heart. Please forgive me. I love you, Rita.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the 30th Annual Allstate Music Competition, a gathering of the most talented young musicians in the state of California.
Let's go, Margaret. That is Margaret, isn't it? I can't tell who it is under all that paint. Hello.
Sister, I hate this thing. I mean, it does absolutely nothing for my figure. Can I wear something tighter, you know, no, more form-fitting?
Dear, listen to me. You're here to impress those judges with your beautiful voice, not your hiney. Come on, let's go.
Oh, Rita, look what you did.
Oh, Maria, I'm sorry.
I know. Put one on the other side. Start a fashion trend.
You know, the women of the Mangbetu tribes put lines on their cheeks as signs of fertility, Maria.
What? Second thought? Off.
Take it off.
Dang, man.
What?
Dang.
What?
Look, this thing ripped. Now, what the heck am I supposed to do now, huh?
Listen to me. Don't fret. My mother used to say, nothing is impossible if you always carry with you a little bit of faith and a big roll of electrical tape. Hello. Oh,
man,
look at my hair. Well, Frankie, you like my hair, man?
No, I think it looks like a bowl of lard and you look whack.
Brush it out.
I'm so nervous. I think I'm going to throw up. I don't think I can go on.
Just think of it this way. Never mind how you feel. Think how great you're going to make them feel, that audience, when you all sing so beautifully. Now, take a deep breath. And yawn. Oh, that relaxes you. Oh, my.
Now, from San Diego, the Ocean King High School Gospel Choir.
Go!
Here, how are we going to find them?
Well, that shouldn't be too hard. We just look for the choir that looked like it just robbed a convenience store.
Great Caesar's ghost.
Passes.
Three-time state champions, the Chapman Choir from Orange County's Grant High School.
Singing our song, man.
They're like an army.
Hello?
Mother Thomas?
Hi!
Us. Oh my goodness, you're here. Well, color me surprised. We weren't expecting you. The kids are going to burst when they find out you've come to support them. Come on.
I'm here with the other fathers, but we didn't come to support the children. Father Maurice and Mr. Crisp are going to pull them out of the competition.
Why?
Why would they want to do that?
Because it turns out Sister Mary Clarence isn't a sister at all. She's a Las Vegas showgirl.
Showgirl?
Can you believe it?
Who'd have thunk? She has so many nun-like qualities.
Not to mention the whole outfit.
Yeah. Father Maurice, Mr. Crisp are looking for them right now.
Oh, my. Really? Well, that's interesting. I think that's a very good idea, and I think we should go look for her, too.
Good idea. I do, too. I agree. Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Got it going on.
Yo, look at those rolls, man. You can look like suckers, man.
You know what? All of a sudden, I don't feel so good.
You guys ready?
Well, you saw that other choir.
Can't win against them, Mary Clarence.
So he's right. If we go out there, we'll be laughed off the stage.
And I didn't come this far to be embarrassed.
And they sing our number and they sing it much better.
We're not going on. We're going home. Yeah,
right. So because you think they sang it better, you all are ready to leave because you got scared.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's your M.O. See, that's how y'all operate. Ooh, something new. Better run away. Forget about all the people who busted their butt to get you here because they believed in you. Let me remind you of something, okay? If you want to go somewhere and you want to be somebody, you better wake up and pay attention. Because if every time something scary comes up, you decide to run, y'all are going to be running for the rest of your lives.
You guys, she is right.
Yeah, and if we're going to do this, we got to be slamming, right. You know what I'm saying?
In the still of the night, shoo-a, 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 shoo-a.
St. Francis Academy, get ready.
In the still of the night.
I think it'd be a panic. I'm sorry, sorry. I want to see if humanity. Sorry.
Yo, Father Maurice, we thought you wasn't coming.
What's up? Oh.
How are you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, we'll be sure to welcome you here.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to be here to support the choir, and but I'm afraid something has just been brought to my attention, something that I'm afraid, well, I don't know how to say this exactly, but I just have to say that you children are amazing. I almost didn't recognize you. Why, there's such a glow in all of you. Remarkable. You just all look like angels.
Well, you hear them sing. All right, you guys, places, let's go.
Father Maurice, what are you doing?
I decided to let them sing.
Oh. You know what you've done?
What did I do?
What? I mean, didn't you tell the Archdiocese people when you called them about Sister Mary Faith?
Well, I thought I'd tell them when I saw them.
Well, are they here?
Well, I think they're here. Yes, I think they're here.
But you haven't told them.
Well, not yet.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to make sure they know about her. Where the hell are they?
Mr. Crisp.
What?
We'll help you find them. Won't we, guys? As a matter of fact, just a few minutes ago, I saw them. They were headed in that direction.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I saw too.
I saw him.
Well, let's go.
Quick, quick, yes.
Down here, we just came from
right down the hall there.
Right.
No, really, Mr. Crisp, I saw them, and they were saying something about the ventilation system.
Ventilation system. What are you drinking some of that sacramental wine again, Father?
Mr. Crisp, you're right in here. I can hear voices.
Sure you can hear voices.
Oh, there they are. After you.
What the hell are you talking about?
Forgive me.
Wait a minute. Hey!
Hurry, get something to hold this door with. Hurry, Andy. Andy's been done. Come on.
Not this is dessert.
We
can't say that. Stay.
Come on.
Get this wire from here, Miss Adams. Open the door. Hey, it's dark in here.
Nobody bothered me, Father. Forgive us.
You know exactly what we do.
Last choir was rather good, don't you think? You know, what she's done with those children is nothing short of amazing.
Well,
Sister Mary Clarence is no ordinary nun.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that.
You're not angry with me for misleading you.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, you're free to fool me any time you want.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from San Francisco, the choir of St. Francis High School, under the direction of Sister Mary Clarence, also singing Joyful, Joyful.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee.
Your teacher says take off your robes. Take off your robes. Do it quickly. Come on. I don't know. Just take off your robes.
Put on anything you want. If we're gonna go out there, we're gonna go out there comfortable. Some of us.
Pain and sadness drive the dark cloud down away. Giver of immortal happiness, fill us with a light. Fill us with a light.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. But first, let's give all the contestants a nice big hand. Thank you. The third runner-up, Pinewood High School, San Bernardino Quartet. The second runner-up, Ocean View High School, San Diego Gospel Choir. First runner-up, Grant High School, Orange County, Chapman Choir. The grand prize winner, St. Francis High School, San Francisco.
What a performance. My heart is still racing.
Good evening. What a surprise to see you here. You're aware, of course, that the school that has just won is the school you are about to close.
You must be kidding. With a choir like that, we've got to get ready for next year's competition.
I'm so pleased you feel that way.
Ah! Oh, Mr. Crisp. Mr. Crisp, just in time.
You have been deceived.
What? What's he talking about?
It's his sister, Mary Clarence.
He's quite right. You have been deceived. You see, actually, it was Mr. Crisp.
It was Mr. Crisp's idea.
Yes,
yeah, I suppose he did it to keep St. Francis from closing, and it worked.
St. Francis isn't closing?
No, St. Francis isn't closing.
We knew you wanted to be considered for early retirement. We didn't know you were just being modest.
Why?
Oh, they can't let a prize bull like you be put out to pasture. No, there must be a real trouble spot somewhere in the Archdiocese that could use Mr. Crisp's extraordinary talents.
That woman. That woman.
Go with God, Crispy.
I don't know how the heck Sister Mary Clarence does this, performs night after night in Vegas. How does she do it?
She's used to all this. We're the nervous wreck.
Yeah, all these people. Yeah.
Vegas? Mama, it's just this one time. I'm sorry, I'll never disobey you again. This meant a lot to me. Please don't be mad at me, because I'm
just
sorry.
Just stop.
You're incredible. And I'm proud of you. Very proud of you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations of all of you.
Sister Mary Clarence, you've done it again. And because of your resounding and well-deserved success, the Archdiocese have decided to keep St. Francis open.
You owe me.
I feel so happy. I think I'm gonna cry.
I know how you feel. I'm a sucker for happy endings myself.
You too. Oh, what the hell?
You ain't really a nun, are you?
Yeah, because you don't talk like a nun. Mm-hmm. And you definitely don't act like one.
And rumor has it that you're a Las Vegas showgirl.
Let me point out one thing, my dear Amal. I am not now, nor have I ever been, a Las Vegas showgirl. I am a headliner.
Oh. Now, wait a minute!
And one, two, one, two.
Now, if you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far. Don't worry, baby, just call out my name. I'll be there in a hurry.
survive. I've got a deeper love.